The other fossil, the back half of a cranium, turned out to be Homo sapiens. It is 210,000 years old, and thus the third oldest known example of modern humanity. That is interesting, but what has excited attention is that it is also the oldest Homo sapiens specimen found outside Africa, the continent where, according to all the available evidence, the species originated. How Homo sapiens spread from Africa to dominate the world is a story that once looked simple, but is getting rapidly more complex. Genetic data suggest most people alive today who are not African or of recent African descent can trace their ancestry to one or a few out-of-Africa migrations that began about 60,000 years ago into Asia, and thence spread to Australia, Europe, and the Americas. More detailed analysis, though, shows that on the way through these places, some of those ancestral humans interbred with other human species, now extinct, including Neanderthals. Fossils also show that Homo sapiens was present in the Middle East well before 60,000 years ago, not, however, as long ago as the inhabitant of Apodema, whose remains Dr. Havati has now analysed. Why, having reached Greece, Homo sapiens did not continue to spread into the rest of Europe and thus take it over 170,000 years earlier than happened in reality is a mystery, perhaps one on which future fossil discoveries will shed a little light.